when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good evening. Good afternoon, wherever you people are in the world. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller. Some people call me Eddie the Son of a Bitch Miller, and I think I like the Son of a Bitch better. It's kind of a tag honor. I've explained that before. But people, if you probably remember, I was out last week, and I would like to thank Jason Robb in Harrison, Arkansas. He took over the Blood River Radio B-17 and flew it and dropped all the napalm that we usually drop. He did a wonderful job, him and his family, Pastor Rob and his sister Rachel. They did a marvelous job. But tonight we have one special guest. We have, I am the co-host, actually, Gene, the gentleman Andrews, probably it should be the number one host taking my place because he's much smarter than I am. Matt and Matt the Mole, we were talking about Gene just today, and Matt said that Gene was genteel. I couldn't, my vocabulary didn't go that high. We also have another fire and brimstone guy on tonight, Dr. Michael Hill, the leader of the League of the South, and he's getting ready to give us open up with a prayer in a minute. If you people been listening to Blood River Radio very long, we don't go anywhere without a prayer. But after that prayer, we've got a lot of announcements to make. I wish we didn't have so many, but since I was out last week, they kind of piled up. So how are you doing tonight, Dr. Hill?
I'm doing just fine, Eddie the Bombardier Miller. I'm proud to be on the show again.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's always a pleasure to have you on. How's that? I heard you leading a tap dancing and charm school over there in Alabama. How's that going along? I heard you bombed out at that.
Tap dancing and charm school, my ass. Oh, man, that's the farthest from what I could do, man. I'm not much on the dance floor. But I can teach some other things.
I haven't... No doubt about that. And you know what? We have another fire breather here. Matter of fact, I was telling some people, in fact, I told Sam before we came on, if I was ever going to believe in reincarnation, there's one person that could sway me. And it wouldn't be General Patton. It would be Gene Andrews, because that guy, he can tour a battlefield, and I swear he can make you think he was there. I think he was there. Something is going on. The man, maybe he's a vampire, 200 years old, and was actually fought in the battle. But the guy has an incredible memory, and we're going to get heavy into that. We're going to get into the League of People listening. We have a bunch of new listeners tonight, and I'll kind of mention their first names in a few minutes. But, Dr. Hill and Gene, if you guys know, hell, y'all know more about the show than I do because your memory's not defective like mine. But, people, before we go any further, we're going to get the one and only Dr. Michael Hill. He's the head honcho of the League of the South, and we're getting ready to follow him up there to Charlottesville, probably whenever the hell that the feds summon him up there. Blood River Radio, by God, we'll be there. And we're going to broadcast to the moon if necessary. And we're going to run interference for Dr. Hill, even though I'm about 3 feet shorter. We're going to fight like bull terriers. We're going to do what the hell it takes to keep Dr. Hill and Michael Tubbs safe up there, by God. Well, anyway, before I get too far out of hand, Gene and Dr. Hill, if you would you, I guess it's kind of a paradox after I, I'm spouting all this blood and brimstone, but I'm going to ask you to take us to prayer, if you will, Dr. Hill.
All right, let's pray to the true and living God. Dear Most High Father in heaven, we pray that you will rain down your blessings upon us and rain down your wrath upon your enemies. I pray, Father, that you will give your enemies the pit that they're digging for us. I pray that you'll break their teeth, and I pray that you'll confuse their counsel and soundly and roundly defeat them. And Father, I pray that you'll be merciful to us. Give us wisdom, give us strength, give us conviction, and give us thankful hearts for putting us in such a time and at such a place as you've done, so we can fight your battles. There's no greater honor than to be able to fight under your Son and our Savior and our Commander, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lion of Judah. Lord, I pray now that you will give us the strength and everything else that we need to do this job that lies before us. Let us do everything for your honor and glory, and we pray this in the name of your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Hill. I tell you what, you know, some people, me included, I guess me number one, I get kind of carried away sometimes with myself, and I guess kind of like Barney Fife. I can talk it, but buddy, sometimes I can't walk it, but at least I can talk it. You know, I tell people when I have my brand new Hoka running shoes on, my brand new running shirts, I can look like the world champion, even if I'm the slowest guy in the world. But I'll try my best. But we got to cover a few notes here tonight, guys, before we go to the show. By the way, before I forget, you know, me, Dr. Hill, and Matt the Mole, we're going to be going to Harrison, Arkansas. I think it's the September 4th and 5th and 6th. We're going to be up there with our friends, Jason, Rob, Pastor Thomas Rob, and all the gang. They're coming up there, and Dr. Hill's going to be the featured speaker. I'm going to come up. I need to go first because I hate to follow him speaking, but me and Dr. Hill will be speaking up there. Matt the Mole's going to be kind of running interference. He's going to take a bullet for me and Dr. Hill. He's already agreed to do that in case the Antifa is up there. But you know what? Speaking of Antifa, Jason, Rob told me that they've got a big bunch of blacks coming down there to their compound. Listen, people, their compound's out in the middle of nowhere. And they bought this land to get away from all the ne'er-do-wells. But these people come out there to picket their land, and they're promising that they're going to burn their church down, burn their compound down. And that'll be happening tomorrow. They're coming to do that tomorrow. So we're going to keep I asked Pastor Robs and Jason Robs if they need any volunteers. They said, no, they got things very well in hand that we could just keep our powder dry. So, because that's what's going on there. But, you know, before we go much further, guys, I'm going to try to read these letters. We got letters coming in. I had to take a whole suitcase of fan mail to Gene. Gene gets all the daggum mail. I don't get nothing. But anyway, and you do too, Dr. Hill.
They don't know any better. They
don't know. That's right. I can read Gene. If they're writing to me and you, they don't know any better, do they?
We get a translator. We surely do. Yeah. We got James of St. Louis sent us a nice little donation last week. He's been saying he's going to do it for a long time, but thank you so much, James. And I also like to thank the people. We got to get this letter right here. We got it says, "Hi Eddie, please find and close a check, a donation. Blood River Radio continues to lift our people up and show the way to victory. God bless." Amos 5:15. People, I hear the music. When we come back, we got just a few more letters to read. And I also want to announce our new listeners tonight to give them honor and thank them so much. And then we're going to get right into the meat of the show. Dr. Hill's going to lead off when we come back. We'll get through reading the letters. Be right back, folks.
Attorney Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church, a congregation of God's covenant people. Informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these this means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Okay, people, we were right back, and me and Sam were having a great conversation during the break. I'm going to go right back to reading our letters. I'm going to read this one here. This is kind of my favorite one. This guy sends stuff in from Florida every now and then. He sends a little donation. Well, it's a great donation for me every month. He says, Dear Mr. Miller, I'm working on my July checklist. I have enclosed my July contribution. Keep bombing the target. And here's his, and he's got five blocks here with checks in each one of them. First check, Bibles, second is bullets, third is beans, fourth is Band-Aids, and the fifth is Blood River Radio. He said, best wishes, Alan. Yes, sir, Sam, that's my kind of dude, too. Here's another one. Here's another letter the guy sent us. He says, hey, Eddie, please find a check and close a donation. May God continue to bless Blood River Radio. Our people needs this radio station more than ever. We need to organize, unite, educate, and take back what is ours. Onward to victory. Dennis. Dennis from California. Also, we have a, this is a letter from dear, dear friends of ours in Virginia. And these people here have volunteered their home to Blood Rivers, to the League of the South. Anybody that wants to come with me, you know, we're dead serious about running interference for Dr. Hill and Michael Tubbs. You can take that to the bank. We don't make empty threats here, empty promises. So these people are in Virginia, dear Dennis and Pam in Virginia, they have offered their home for anybody that wants to come with us. It's within 3 hours of Charlottesville, but 3 hours is a lot closer, people, than 12 hours. So we're going to take them up on their offer. We certainly are. And they say, anyway, he said, Dennis enjoys listening to your shows on Saturday. He always wants to be home and listen. Here's a small donation, et cetera, et cetera. Hope to see you in October. And the reason she said October is because I told her that's maybe, we may be there in October or November. It depends on when the feds decide to persecute our leader, Dr. Hill, and his chief of staff, Michael Tubbs. They say you are always welcome anytime at our home. Okay, I also like to mention our new friends we picked up last week, and Dr. Hill knows them, and so does Gene. We got Roseanne in Florida listening tonight. Man, what a trooper she is. What a trooper. And Jim in Arizona. Jim, Gene, he's a fellow Vietnam vet. You know, he was a combat wounded, as a matter of fact. Jim's in Arizona, and God bless him, man. What a trooper there. Anyway, guys, that looks like that's about all the business I've taken care of. I can't think of anything I've got left to announce. So we're going to go right to Dr. Hill, because this is League of the South Saturday, the first Saturday of every month, people, if you remember. It's League of the South. Dr. Hill's the leader of the League of the South. Gene has been a member of the League of the South before I knew such thing was the League of the South. I'm also a member. So anyway, Dr. Hill, take it away, young fella.
Well, I tell you what, I think Gene Andrews has been a member of the League of the South nearly about as long as I have. It's been a long time.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And Gene, we always appreciate your support, and always appreciate the things you do. And I tell you what, I don't know anybody among our folks that knows General Forrest any better than you do, sir. And he's always been my great hero. And as someone who understands him, sir, you're one of my heroes too. So. I appreciate that.
Thank you very much, Dr. Hill. It's an honor to even be on the program with you and with one of the Swampers. They've been known to pick a song or two. They pick me up when I'm feeling blue. How about you, as Leonard Skinner said. So thank you very much.
Absolutely. Absolutely, sir. Always good to be on with you, and always good to be on with Eddie Miller. Yeah, we got a trial coming up in late October in Charlottesville, and, you know, I hate to keep beating the same old drum here, but it's just like Eddie said, that when Michael Tubbs and I go up there, we're going to be walking into a dangerous situation, and we're going to need some support while we're there, and we're going to need some support before we get there, too, because our legal bills, obviously, are piling up, and I would encourage anyone who wants to help us out to go to our website, which is www.leagueofthesouth.com, and you can find a way there to contact me and make arrangements to get us a nice donation to help with our legal funds here. And as you know, if you've been to court and you've hired a lawyer, it's not cheap. And we have a good lawyer. I was conferring with him this morning about some things. He's very thorough, very good, and I'm very, very glad we put ourselves in his hands, and he's doing a good job for us. But we need your support, and we thank everybody in Virginia, and Eddie, you mentioned the nice couple of folks there that I had the pleasure of seeing again last weekend, and you know where I'm talking about, both of you do,
yeah,
at the birthday party, and they've offered to put people up. But we've got several other people in Virginia that have done the same thing. So we salute those people, and we thank them, their generosity, because we don't know how long we're going to have to be up there. But we'll be there, and we'll do what we need to do. But I just would encourage everybody to support us and pray for us, because we got a lot to do between now and then. And if God is merciful to us, we'll be dismissed from the case, and we won't even have to go to Charlottesville. But I'm preparing right now to be there. I don't know what will be happening in the streets. You know, that's a little bit before the election. The election will take place right in the middle of this trial. I can't help but think that that's either something the opposition planned, or it is something that God himself is giving us as a gift. So we will have all the focus there on Charlottesville at that particular time. And I'm sure the streets will be full of Antifa and Black Lives Matter. I hope it's full of nationalists as well. So having said that, I'll, you know, go back to you, Eddie, or to Gene, and let y'all say what you need to say about that.
Dr. Hill, could I interrupt just for one split second here?
Sure.
Could you explain to our listeners what in the world the enemy's doing, putting you on trial? We were attacked before we ever got to Lee Park. And, you know, whatever we did, we were defending ourselves. And I cannot, for the life of me, understand how they could bring charges against you or the league people or anyone else that was under attack by that slimy mayor telling the police department to stand down. Other than this is just one of those Soviet show trials where the verdict has already been decided and they're just going to put on a show to make people think there's still a judicial system in this country. Can you explain what the charges are and where it came from, please?
Yes, I can, Gene, and I appreciate you asking that that question. Very pertinent. We are being charged with conspiracy to riot and to deprive blacks and Jews of their civil rights. By simply going there, Gene, in the first place, to support and defend the statue of one of our heroes, Robert E. Lee, who is not just a Southern hero, but an American hero. we've been sued by a number of, I guess, Charlottesvillians, as you might call them, who say that they were either physically harmed. I think there were maybe a few of those who were in the James Fields Dodge Challenger incident, which we had nothing to do with, of course. Or some of them got their little feelings hurt, you know, emotional distress by us being there. So we've been charged in this lawsuit with conspiracy to riot and depriving blacks and Jews of their civil rights. So you figure that.
So when they attack us and we defend ourselves, that's depriving them of their rights. That is the most convoluted argument I think I've ever heard in a long time. And I've heard some stupid ones in the last 20 years, but that's the topper right there.
It is, Jim. You know, these people, you know, one of the main principles of Satanism is inversion. And that's what they've done here. They've inverted the truth. They have their own narrative, which is based on lies. And this is the proof of it.
Dr. Hill, we got to take away the beer for just 3 minutes. Excuse me. Yeah, we got to go to a quick break, Dr. Hill. Please hold that thought. I'm going to try to help you remember it in case you forget. Be right back, people.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With a hurricane on the way and COVID-19 on the rise, President Donald Trump took a Friday swing through Florida, a state critical to his re-election prospects and bracketed by two storms. Trump delivered a campaign speech with Florida sheriffs that continued his effort to pin a surge in crime on some of the nation's largest cities and on their Democratic mayors.
Joe Biden and the radical left's outrageous campaign against law enforcement is the major reason violent crime is surging in Democrat-run cities. If Joe Biden is elected president, the chaos and bloodshed will spread to every community in our land. You'll have a Portland everywhere. In Joe Biden's America, you and your family will never be safe. Rioters and criminals will be totally protected. Law-abiding citizens will be totally disarmed. And American families will be at the mercy of the violent left wing.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the, T-H-E, MAGA, M-A-G-A, Mall, M-A-L-L.com. TheMAGAMall.com.
A Michigan teenager detained for skipping online school is now free, and USA's Kenneth Burns has details.
The 15-year-old girl from suburban Detroit was sent to juvie for not completing her online schoolwork after an Oakland County judge found the girl violated the terms of her probation. The girl, only identified as Grace, was freed after her lawyer appealed the decision. Grace, who was released to her mother, will be free pending the appeal of the judge's guilty verdict for failure to submit any schoolwork and getting up for school. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Byrne.
A federal appeals court has vacated the death sentence of the Boston Marathon bomber based on the opinion that the judge in the case did not vet the jury properly with regards to possible bias stemming from pretrial publicity. Sarnev was convicted and sentenced to death in 2015 for carrying out the April 15, 2013 attack. The attack killed three people and injured more than 260 others. This is USA Radio News.
Being this is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Well, people, thank you for holding on the break. Sam and I were talking about something rather important. I've got to make a quick on-the-fly announcement, too. People, I don't know if you know, but United States Representative Steve Stockman from Texas, who was put in prison falsely, they wouldn't let him out. He's an older fellow. He's had, a bad health, diabetes, all kinds of stuff, upper respiratory diseases, and they would not let him in. They put him out of prison, even though they told him they were going to let him out. They let all these other thugs, these rapists and murderers and people out. But they got a vendetta against that guy. They surely do. But anyway, now he has the coronavirus. And Sam was just telling me that they finally took him to the doctor, and they gave him the drug. Here, I'm a registered nurse. I can't think of the name of the drug. It's a Coracle. Y'all might know the better. Anyway, they gave him this new drug that's supposed to be kind of a cure-all drug, kind of like the old malaria drugs used to be. But people, that's it. They let all these thugs out of prison down there in Texas, but they would not let him out. They have the Hillary machine, Clinton machine. They have a vendetta against him. But people, if you will, please pray for him and his dear wife. And before we go any further, I would just like to tell the two guys I'm on the radio with tonight, Dr. Michael Hill and Gene Andrews. And I can tell you this, I'm not exaggerating. These two guys are about two, I can say, out of maybe a dozen, not even a dozen, the guys that I actually would trust in my life. They're just a throwback. They're the throwback to the people like my dad was. He was in the Pacific. He was in New Guinea for a while. He was in the Philippines. He was an old grunt in the Army infantry. Gene was an engineer. So he was a grunt. Well, I guess the engineers were a grunt. But anyway, the new Nail listeners.
Nail grunt.
I guess
they called us.
Yeah, I tell you what, they called us a lot of stuff. Depends on how things were going. But our two listeners I was talking about, Rosanna in Arizona, she thinks you guys hung the moon, and rightfully so. She really does. She's listening tonight. And also, oh, by the way, I know Gene knows what I'm talking about. I sent a check off in the mail yesterday, Gene. When you get it, just fill in the amount. I know you're sending that book to our listener in Florida. Before I forget, Gene is selling. I'll tell you what. During the second hour, Gene, remember, we'll announce the book that you're selling for the Forest Home. Now, we're going to go back to Dr. Hill. I got kind of off the – I ran my train off the tracks there for a minute. Go back to you, Dr. Hill.
Well, this whole situation that we're facing right now, generally speaking, is one in which if you are a white man, a descendant, particularly a descendant of the founders, you get treated differently from the pets, I guess you might say, the non-whites and the white traders. And let me tell you this, we have enemies among non-whites, including Jews, obviously, but the ones I reserve my special rancor and anger for are the white traders out there. Those white people, particularly younger ones in Antifa, that we met in the streets of Charlottesville. And, I'm really not surprised to hear you tell the story of the gentleman down in Texas that was kept in prison and now has the virus, whatever it is. But can you imagine them letting any white or Southern nationalist out of prison for fear that they might catch some disease? I can't, but they'll let the thugs out now, won't they? So, there's really a standard at work here. And I think a lot of white people are beginning to understand that, just because your ancestors happen to be the founders of this country, that kind of makes you suspect in the eyes of most people today, including a lot of fellow whites. I saw something today, some kind of survey that was done that showed that most young, I guess you would call them millennials, whites, think that the founding fathers of America were villains rather than heroes. And imagine thinking that about people like George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and Patrick Henry and, you know, all those heroes that gave us what we have today, thinking that they're villains instead of heroes. I mean, what kind of number has the educational system done on these young people? Well, I know. I mean, you know, I taught on the college and university level history for about 20 years, and I saw it developing back in the 80s and 90s. But it's really come full force today, and these young whites are completely propagandized. And it's just amazing what they will believe and what they will do with those beliefs when they get out in the streets. I mean, they will tear down all the statues that we've been talking about, burn the buildings. You know, they are the destroyers of the civilization that their actual ancestors built. Now, how perverse is that? How much self-hatred is involved in all this? So, I mean, you know, we have quite a task in front of us turning all this stuff around, but hey, we know what we've got to do, and the job is sitting there waiting to be done. And if we don't do it, nobody is.
And, you know, Dr. Hill, I just like to read this one statement, and I'm going to make a comment of my own. I'm going to go to my dear brother Gene. I got this statement from someplace. It says that you're speaking of the monuments that our enemy has torn down. There's hundreds of them they've torn down. But it says this guy says that once they can destroy all your monuments, they're talking about our enemies, the white Antifa you just mentioned. Matter of fact, some of the blacks are complaining that the whites are stealing their thunder because there's more whites in the BLM than there are blacks. Okay. They said once they can destroy all your monuments and make you watch, that is the ultimate humiliation and the ultimate intimidation job they have put on you. What do you think about that, Gene?
Well, it's interesting you bring that up. Last night, I was standing guard at Winstead Hill, south of Franklin, and that's Confederate Memorial Park, and there are about 14 Confederate monuments there to the different states and individuals that were on the Confederate side at the Battle of Franklin. Now, the big demonstration by the Wokies and the BLMs, burning, looting, and murdering crew, was downtown in Franklin around the Confederate statue at the square there. And I will say this for Franklin, it's nothing like Portland, Oregon, or Charlottesville. The Franklin police were on top of that. They had SWAT teams down there in the buildings, on top of the buildings, and they didn't interfere with their protests. They let them whine and cry and boo-hoo and carry on. They let them do that. But they were on top of things. They were not going to let that monument get destroyed. They even had two police cars about 3 miles south there at Winstead Hill. Talking to one of the policemen, he said, you know why these young people are out here? And most of them that were speaking were late teens, early 20s, doing all the whining and complaining about how they're so upset when they see a Confederate monument. He said it's because they were in school and the schools were all shut down and they were sent home. And then they had no jobs to go to because all the restaurants and bars where they worked as waiters and waitresses have been shut down. They have nothing to do but sit in mom and dad's basement and get on their little iPhone Play Pretty and send their little tweets back and forth to each other. And so they've got to have something to do, so they'll get out, and they latched on to this cause of whatever it is, ending white supremacy or empowerment or whatever the thing is, and they think they're really big-time stuff. And they were we picked it up live, a live telecast of what they were saying last night, and not a single one of them had anything to do with factual history about the Confederacy or the Confederate monument. It was all lies and propaganda, and the little twits couldn't even write their own speech. I've heard these speeches before. They got their speeches from the Southern Pervert Law Center down in Montgomery, and they were reading it word for word off of those speeches that they sent out. So they couldn't even write their own speech while they were offended. So, but that policeman hit it on the head.
They don't have anything better to do. They don't have any jobs to go to. Their schools have been shut down. They're sitting at home in mom and dad's basement and trying to find something to do.
Gene, well, I think that sums it up perfectly. We got the same problem going on down here in Florence, Alabama, at the Confederate Memorial statue at the Lauderdale County Courthouse. There's been a local group here that shows up there on Friday night or Friday afternoon late. And I've been going down there sometime just carrying a Confederate flag and or a Southern Nationalist flag and standing there handing out free magnolias from the league. But I also went to a county commission meeting, and whereas the city is ready to, you know, give Antifa and Black Lives Matter whatever they want on a silver platter, the county commission here on whose land the statue stands said, no, this thing is staying where it is. It's not going anywhere. So, you know, you've got some people in places like Franklin, Tennessee, and Florence, Alabama, officials who know what they should do.
Amen. With that, Dr. Hill, we have to go to a quick break. We'll come right back to you guys. God bless you guys for coming on. Hang on, people. We'll be right back to the hottest two people in the country. Be right back.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer's speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
People, I want to know who in the world put that evil Nazi music on there. Who chose that song?
I bet I know. God.
He needs to be tarred and feathered and strung up. People, before we go back to Dr. Hill, I want to mention something. You know, if these were to have been real white Southerners, white nationalists protesting. Let me tell you what happens to white nationalists, because I've experienced this, because I'm a little bit older than most people. I'm 73 years old. I remember, I believe it was in 1957, there was this little place about 130 miles from me as the crow flies in Little Rock, Arkansas. They had this little high school named Little Rock Central. It was a jewel in the crown of public education system, no matter where. Little Rock Central had a reputation for their academics. It could go toe-to-toe with people in Boston, believe it or not, or, you know, New York, anywhere, you name it, anywhere. Well, they integrated, and they integrated at the point of a bayonet. They brought the National Guard in there, locked and loaded with bayonets, sticking and stuck those bayonets in those white children's faces there to integrate that school. Oxford, Mississippi, I believe it was 1961, I remember that, and the National Guard actually opened fire and killed some people and some citizens in Oxford, Mississippi to integrate that school. And Dr. Hill, remember this, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, about 1963, right around there, when they had George Wallace was the governor. He stood in the doorway of the University of Alabama, and they had the National Guard in there, locked and loaded, ready to go. And at Kent State, the alma mater of Coach Nick Saban, University of Alabama, about 1971 or 72, they killed some students up there. They're protesting, some white students. So that's what happens if you're white. And before I forget, Dr. Hill, you mentioned the Free Magnolia. Could you tell the people how they can go about getting the Free Magnolia to distribute, how they go about it, and the details, and once again, how people can contribute to the Legal Defense Fund for the League of the South?
I certainly will, Eddie. The Free Magnolia is our publication that we put out once a quarter. It's a tabloid. And it's, if I do say so myself, very, very well written and edited, because, you know, we have standards and we uphold them. Very appreciative articles, very timely articles on what's going on, not just in the South, but nationwide and worldwide. And if you want 100 copies of the current issue, you can get them for $15, and that's postpaid. And if you want some back issues to hand out in your area, just get on our website and either email me or call me, and I'll send the damn things to you for free. That's how much I want you to get them in your hands and get them out. And to give you some kind of idea about what's in them, discounting the current issue, the previous three issues had articles that I wrote on the advent of the new red terror. And this was before all this mess in the streets with Antifa and Black Lives Matter started, before the Bolshevik Revolution number two or round two kicked off. So I'll take a little credit for having predicted that. But seriously, if you want copies of the Free Magnolia, we can get them in your hands. They're great for handing out, just standing on the street corner and handing them out to people. We get great feedback from them. And, you know, I'd like to charge you $15. But if I have to, I'll just give them to you for free. That's how bad I want them in the hands of our people. So just call me, email me, write me, whatever, and I'll make sure that one way or the other you'll get some Free Magnolias to hand out. And if you haven't seen it, I'll be glad to send you a free sample copy if you'll just give me your name and address. So,
well, Dr. Hill, I'm going to chime in here. You kind of stole my thunder, because I was going to tell the people that they get any of your papers that you've written, any that anybody has written, any articles that have been published in the Free Magnolia, I can tell you, I cannot emphasize enough how you should get the three articles in the series of the New Red Terror, especially first and second in the series. I mean, my God, it was like prophetic. I've read those a couple of times, and if there's any way in the world, if we ever can do it, I've always wanted, ever since I've read those articles, Dr. Hill, I've always wanted to get you to come on and kind of compress it and do a show on those, even if it takes two shows. But Gene, have you read those articles yet, my brother?
They are absolutely fantastic. That is a good blueprint of what's a good blueprint and a prediction of what was going to happen in this country. And in the last 60 days, it has come true. It really has. Dr. Hill nailed it dead center on that.
Well, thank you both for recognizing me for that. But God directed my hand in writing those things. I recognize that now. He put it in my mind and you know, put it in my hand to write that. And I appreciate your recognition of it. I do encourage everybody to read it, but I give God the credit for you know, putting that in my mind and let me write it at this particular time.
Well, you know what? And I'm Gene, I bet you, I know Gene's smarter than I am, better speaker, but we kind of cut from the same cloth. One point that stood out for me, I think it was in the first article in the series, was that and Dr. Hill used the Spanish Revolution, the revolution in Spain between the communists that the Luciferian, Satanist, Jewish communists sent into Spain, and to Mussolini's and Hitler's credit, they sent troops and planes in there to help defeat the communist terrorists. And here's what this was so sad. Even though, and Dr. Hill made this point, I bet you remember it, Gene, that even though General Franco defeated the communist terrorist, they lost in the media, in the press. They got all the bad press. Explain that just a second. Go over that point in a second, if you will, to either Gene or Gene.
Oh, go ahead, Dr. Hill.
Go ahead, Dr.
Hill. Well, listen, you know, normally, I mean, you know, we Southerners have always heard that old canard that the victors write the history of a war, and that is normally true. It certainly happened in our case with the War for Southern Independence. The victorious Yankees wrote the history and, you know, belittled and disparaged our part in it. But in the Spanish Civil War, which was 1936 to 39, even though Franco and the Nationalists won the war, they lost the post-war propaganda campaign, mainly because the Jewish press, and the Jews obviously were on the side of the Red Republicans, or the what I like to call the communists, which is what they were. Even though they lost, the Jews still controlled the press in Europe, Western Europe, and in America. And they basically twisted and perverted the whole story of the conflict. And that's one of the few instances that I can remember where the side who lost the war got to write the history of it. And I encourage all of our listeners out there, if you don't know anything about the Spanish Civil War, which was a precursor to World War II, and Eddie's right, Hitler and Mussolini sent military advisors, armor, and particularly aircraft and pilots to help the Nationalists under Franco. If you don't know about this conflict, there's a book out there that Mystery Grove Press has just published by Peter Kemp, and I can't think of the name of it right offhand. I don't have it in front of me. But Peter Kemp, Mystery Grove Press, and Peter Kemp was a British adventurer who went and fought on the side of the Nationalists in Spain, and it's a marvelous, marvelous tale. And one that you don't hear in the West too much, because most of the Western world, the Brits, the Americans, supported the Republicans, the communists. So you don't get these kinds of perspectives very often from Brits or Americans. But Peter Kemp, K-E-M-P, Mystery Grove Press, and I wish I could remember the title of the book, but I just can't do it. But if you look it up, it's his autobiography, and he was a volunteer for the Nationalist forces in Spain. But it just shows you how we've been lied to, and the truth has been simply perverted and turned upside down, not just about this or the American war between the states, but about World Wars I and II, and pretty much everything has been just simply inverted and turned on its head.
Is it the thorns of memory, Dr. Hill?
No. I'll tell you what, I'm going to walk in here before this segment of the show's over, and I'm going to pick that book up off my bookshelf. And I'm going to tell you what the title of it is here.
Hang yes, just Dr. Field, we're almost out of time. Would you like to stay over for another segment? I can't.
Okay. I've really got some things going on here I've got to do.
Okay, we're almost out of time, so I'll tell you what, we'll get you on again. We'll get that book. What can the listeners do? What is the most critical thing they can do right now to help you, Michael Tubbs, the League of the South, with this upcoming lawsuit?
Well, they can join the league. I mean, besides making a donation, go to www.leagueofthesouth.com and join us. Become a member and then make a donation.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Hill. What an honor to be associated with you. What an honor to be in the same organization you're with. I would follow you to hell as I would Gene Andrews. Well, folks, we got to let Dr. Hill go. He has other business, but Gene, have no fear. Gene Gentile Andrews will be right back with Eddie Bombadil Miller during the second hour. Be right back. Hang on to your seats. Go get you some coffee, et cetera.